September 15, 2025. Atlanta, GA asterisk. The media landscape shifted slightly today with the official launch of the first fully immersive augmented reality, r/virtual reality, VR, news studio, spearheaded by CBS Atlanta. The studio, debuting on September 15, 2025, represents a significant step in the adoption of AR-VR technology within broadcast journalism, driven by Emmy winner Jabina Fortson-Evans. This launch highlights a growing trend within the industry, leveraging AR-VR to create richer and more engaging experiences for audiences. CBS Atlanta's Immersive Studio, a new approach to local news. The core of today's news revolves around CBS Atlanta's ambitious project. The studio, located in Atlanta, Georgia, is designed to deliver local news content through a fully immersive AR-VR environment. Jabina Fortson-Evans, a previously awarded Emmy winner, will be the anchor for this new studio, signifying a commitment to utilizing innovative technology alongside experienced journalistic talent. 1-2. Details released by CBS Atlanta indicate that the studio utilizes specialized camera tracking technology, allowing for dynamic and interactive storytelling within the VR environment. While specific technical specifications remain undisclosed, the studio's design suggests a departure from traditional broadcast formats, aiming to place the viewer directly within the events being reported. The goal is to provide a more visceral and engaging experience, moving beyond the passive consumption of traditional news broadcasts. "This is a pivotal moment for local news," stated a CBS Atlanta spokesperson during the launch event. "We believe that AR-VR offers the potential to connect with our audience in a way that was previously unimaginable. By placing them directly within the story, we can foster a deeper understanding and appreciation for the events shaping our community." 1. AR-VR product landscape, Meta, Sony, and Amazon's competitive push. Beyond the CBS Atlanta launch, several developments continue to shape the broader AR-VR ecosystem. While no specific announcements were made today, recent momentum surrounding key devices, Meta Quest 3 and PlayStation VR 2, signals sustained growth in consumer VR content and a rapidly expanding ecosystem. Meta Quest 3, already a commercially available device, continues to see strong sales, driven by a growing library of VR games and experiences. Similarly, the PlayStation VR 2, launched earlier this year, is experiencing continued uptake, particularly among gamers seeking immersive entertainment. These platforms represent the dominant forces in consumer VR, and their ongoing development is crucial to the overall growth of the market. However, the competition isn't limited to Meta and Sony. Amazon is reportedly investing heavily in the development of smart glasses intended to rival Meta's offerings. 3. While the specifics of this project remain shrouded in secrecy, the move underscores the intense competition within the AR wearables market. The success of Amazon's smart glasses, potentially offering augmented reality overlays directly onto the user's field of vision, will be a key indicator of the market's appetite for this technology. IoT infrastructure, dependence on advanced connectivity. Interestingly, today's news did not yield any specific breakthroughs or product launches related to 5G, 6G, and edge computing. However, the CBS Atlanta Studios launch implicitly highlights the crucial role these technologies play in delivering the studio's immersive experiences. The real-time nature of AR-VR, requiring seamless data transmission and minimal latency, necessitates advanced connectivity. The studio's design suggests a reliance on robust 5G, 6G networks to facilitate the delivery of high-resolution video and interactive elements. Furthermore, edge computing, processing data closer to the source, likely plays a supporting role, ensuring a smooth and responsive user experience. The integration of these technologies is becoming increasingly vital for media production workflows and other applications demanding low latency, high bandwidth connectivity. 4. Asterisk looking ahead, a growing ecosystem. The CBS Atlanta launch represents a tangible demonstration of AR-VR's potential within broadcast journalism. The studio's innovative approach, coupled with the ongoing developments in consumer VR devices and the competitive landscape driven by companies like Amazon, indicates a maturing AR-VR ecosystem. Success of the CBS Atlanta studio will undoubtedly influence further adoption of AR-VR technology within the media industry. Continued advancements in hardware, software, and content creation will be essential to unlocking the full potential of this transformative technology. The integration of 5G, 6G, and edge computing will further enhance the capabilities of immersive experiences, paving the way for new forms of storytelling and audience engagement. Summary of developments, September 15, 2025. Day's most significant news was the launch of CBS Atlanta's first fully immersive AR/VR news studio, anchored by Jabina Fortson Evans. This marked a notable industry trend in media, adopting AR/VR for richer audience experiences. Ongoing developments include continued growth in consumer VR content ecosystems, driven by Meta Quest 3 and PlayStation VR 2, alongside Amazon's reported development of smart glasses to compete in the AR wearables market. The integration of advanced connectivity technologies, particularly 5G, 6G, and edge computing, remains crucial to supporting immersive experiences. No specific product launches or technological breakthroughs were announced today. Section break. Disclaimer: this blog post was automatically generated using AI technology based on news summaries. The information provided is for general informational purposes only and should not be considered as professional advice or an official statement. Facts and events mentioned have not been independently verified. Readers should conduct their own research before making any decisions based on this content. We do not guarantee the accuracy, completeness, or reliability of the information presented.